Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Give it to me!
Hello, everyone. I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
And welcome to It's a Thing and Happy Friday. It is the weekly podcast supported by you because you are awesome, where by God, you can keep us from going to school. You can keep us from going to work. You can keep us from getting a haircut or a Brazilian wax. And I'm sorry for the TMI, but you cannot keep us from finding things.
I told you that in confidence, Molly, about the wax.
Good one. Yeah, when I said that at-home wax was a thing, I didn't even know.
Yeah, I had no idea. I went to the vet today, which means I sat in the car while my dog was in the vet today.
Oh, and it was like 117 degrees probably.
Yeah, exactly.
Fun. So fun.
So I did the like, well, I can run the air conditioner for a little bit, then I'm going to go get gas. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, yeah, we are here to identify the things. Shall I start?
Please do.
I'm going to start with the thing that got me to not only leave my house, but to enter another building.
What?
Uh-huh. Not even a grocery store.
You like get
a
right
private
out of here
establishment.
With this.
Milk tea. Now, here's the thing. The reason I entered another building because of milk tea is because I was reading about milk tea and thought, milk tea sounds good. Let's go get some milk tea. And my wife said, yeah, boba, because milk tea often with boba. And so she had found this great place that had black sugar boba. And we went there and they were awesome. And they sanitized your credit card before they handed it back to you. And I felt perfectly safe and the tea was great. But the reason milk tea is trending has nothing to do with the pandemic and everything to do with democracy.
Okay. All right. Wow, we got to a bunch of places with that.
Protesters in Hong Kong are being supported by Taiwan. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Taiwan, mainland China considers Taiwan part of it. Taiwan has other feelings. Hong Kong says, we feel you, Taiwan, right now. And Thailand is also having protests against the military temporary rule.
Yeah.
And so the Milk Tea Alliance hashtag is trending because all three, Hong Kong, Thailand, and Taiwan, share a love of milk tea. And so they're like, solidarity, pro-democracy, drink your milk tea to bring us our freedom.
That is fascinating. The Milk Tea Alliance. Hopefully we won't have to join.
Well, I mean, join in solidarity. Hopefully we won't have to join
exactly
ourselves.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes. Solidarity for sure. Yeah,
yeah. I am certainly proud to drink milk tea, talk about milk tea, and promote democracy as much as possible. So, yeah, I went out and got some boba, and it was delicious, too.
And you're like, and also it was so great. And it was so great to go to a place.
I mean,
and
really no downside, to be honest.
And actually, I have to be honest, it seems as though black sugar, which I had never heard of, is a sub thing here related to.
Yes.
And by the way, black sugar, not a pro-democracy movement, a sugar.
No, black sugar, not yet a symbol of anything else. It is a brown sugar with nuts, molasses syrup and white sugar sometimes mixed in. And
what?
It's become a thing.
How have I never heard of this?
It's new. Like Okinawa black sugar is the kind that I think is more, most common. And that's what they serve at BLT, where I got my milk tea.
Oh my God, there are so many things packed into this thing. I do love Milk Tea Alliance, though, as a name for a pro-democracy movement.
Yeah,
it's both cheerful and pan-country.
Yeah, it's like we all, you know, Thailand, Hong Kong, we're different.
You got
but
this.
You know what we want? Democracy and boba tea.
And boba tea.
Not even necessarily boba tea. I mean, you can get your milk tea without the boba.
I know. I might. There's a pretty good boba tree, actually, or boba tea place up the street. What I did was condense all those words into tree.
Yeah.
Just the one word.
If I had been
smart, now I want to go there.
I would have spun out black tea or black sugar on its own, because you're right. That's a dead on thing too.
I had no idea. I'd literally never heard of this. And now, and of course, you know, at Porter in the Discord was like, oh yeah, I know all about this. And here's a picture of the tea and the whatever. It's unrefined, which apparently is part of what makes it so good. Okay.
Yeah, that's probably why I like it.
So many things in the tea. That's why you come to this show, because you get like a thing, you get some geopolitics, you get a sub thing, you get all kinds of things.
I saw a Reuters story about the Milk Tea Alliance that led me to actually want some milk tea, which led me to talk to my wife, who had discovered this new place that opened during the pandemic.
Amazing.
Like, bold move. And then find delicious black sugar boba at that place.
I mean, that's our process right there.
Yeah.
In there a nutshell. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
My actually, that's ironic because my thing comes to you via my sort of time tested process of like, I have a problem. Help me, internet. And increasingly, what I am finding is every time I turn to the DuckDuckGo to try to solve a problem, it has the same answer for me. And that answer is apple cider vinegar.
For everything?
Yeah, dude. It's like, you have a headache? Apple cider vinegar. You have wasps? Apple cider vinegar. You're gaining weight because of COVID? Oh, apple cider vinegar.
You chair's ran out a little of your, squeaky?
Basically, you ran out of your fancy shampoo? Apple cider vinegar.
Wow.
You have fruit flies? Apple cider vinegar. Like,
no.
Oh, you can't get Clorox? Apple cider vinegar can clean your house. I'm not even making this up. This is all real things that this stuff can apparently do.
Vinegar can do a lot of these things too. So I'm wondering how much of this is apple cider vinegar becomes a thing and then people start getting excited about it and using it for things that vinegar can do. But hey, also it's apple cider vinegar. So I don't know.
Kill weeds, apple cider vinegar. Make salad dressing, apple cider. I mean, yes.
I mean, you can do all of that with regular vinegar too.
You can do
too.
All of that with white vinegar.
Yeah.
The apple cider, I think, particularly where the bugs are involved, is more useful because it's sweet.
Smell. Yeah,
okay. Exactly.
That makes sense.
And then people have been using it in place of shampoo. The no poo people, the people who don't use shampoo, are using apple cider vinegar because apparently it can help your split ends, which is good since like lots of people haven't had haircuts. And then I knew that previously it was a thing that people would try to use to lose weight.
Yes, that's how I first heard of it, was using it in recipes because you're trying to make a low carb diet, and then the apple cider vinegar also supposedly helps you burn calories somehow.
Keep your appetite down, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Supposedly, some studies have shown that it can help people control their appetite, not drinking it straight, but drinking it with other. Mm-hmm.
But having it in stuff.
Other things. But yeah, and I mean, that isn't even that new, but like I found an article from just August about it. Like, I'm not sure where it came from, and maybe it was the combination of all of those things at once. And probably the fact that people are looking for, I mean, certainly I have turned to more sort of homeopathic remedies for things just because I haven't wanted to go to the store, or like I couldn't find Clorox. And so I definitely have been using the apple cider vinegar to attract and kill fruit flies.
Mm-hmm.
I tried it with the wasps. It does nothing.
I've used it for house flies, not even fruit flies, just good old fashioned black flies before.
And now Kent13 in the Discord wants to know if black sugar will make apple cider vinegar taste better. Let's try it.
I'm sure it will.
You got to watch out though, because that will cause a thing explosion.
Yes, that's right. A thingularity.
It can get messy.
Yeah, so this, you're nailing it though, right? This is the cresting, you know, the breaking through to another level of apple cider vinegar, which, you know, may have been a thing in the weight loss community, but now is just an everything.
It's an everything thing. And I will say, even though I don't have this in the rundown, along a similar vein is lavender oil. It's also the thing where like, you look for, oh, how can I treat a bug bite, or how can I treat a rash, or how can I deal with like a skin thing, or what can I use for massage? All lavender oil, all of it. Keep fleas out of your bed. Lavender oil, like it's crazy.
So if you put lavender oil in the apple cider vinegar, that sounds like shampoo.
Dude, I'm going to start selling that crap.
You really
Hello,
should.
Hello, next door.
That's a $1 million idea.
Have
right
I
there.
Got a homeopathic thing for you? So, yes, I'm turning into a little hippie over here.
And black sugar, because they're always putting sugar in shampoo for some reason. I don't know why, but they do.
Dude, you could make a black sugar, lavender, apple cider vinegar face scrub.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Maybe a little charcoal.
Yes. Activated charcoal.
Activated charcoal. My goodness.
Yeah, you just came up with a face scrub that's going to allow you to retire.
Pardon me while I patent some things.
instead of buying a thing during this show, you're going to buy a patent.
Can't talk now. Entering my credit card details into the patent office.
Hey, so my other thing is the rising battle. We talk a lot, I think, on this show about generations and how different generations approach things and what they talk about. Occasionally, there's things oriented around that. But I am noticing more people using Zoomer in place of Gen Z.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we are now reaching our moment where either Zoomer will just fall back and Gen Z will remain, or Zoomer will displace it. And I can't get a good handle on which one's got the upper hand right now.
Yeah. But oh my God, you are so right. I've started seeing Zoomer all over the place. Do you think it's just like more fun to say? And Gen Z kind of sounds like Gen X.
I like the parallel of Gen X and Gen Z are sort of the, you know, my name's Paul, this between y'all, boomers and millennials, you fight it out, right? I liked that parallelism. But I think what's happening is the okay boomer thing is making folks want to say, oh, there's boomers and then there's zoomers, right?
Right.
It's a fun little rhyme thing.
It's the anti-parallel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's once again making the boomers the center of attention.
God.
Said Tom, very Gen X-y.
How appropriate. Oh my God, you are so right about this. And I wonder where it came from, but you are 1,000,000% right. Zoomer.
The Merriam-Webster website has a nice little write-up on Zoomer.
Yeah.
You know, and how it's generally being used in as an alternate for Gen Z, but it hasn't quite replaced it yet. And they suspect that it just is easier to say. You say Zoomer versus mm-hmm. Gen Z, right? We had to take Generation X and make it Gen X.
Right.
But maybe because it's Gen X and Gen Z, they're like, oh, let's Zoomer. Zoomer is just more fun to say, I guess. I don't know. Zoomer used to be applied to boomers, meaning like, boomers who were empty nesters who were like on the move again
would run away. Fascinating. Mm-hmm. That although Merriam-Webster in its own little like know your meme way says the use appears to go back to at least as far as 2016 in a press release where a project architect said boomers to zoomers passing the torch to Generation Z. That is funny though, an especially active baby boomer. You know what? Now that we have said that and put that out into the world, that it used to refer to mm-hmm. active baby boomers, I bet Zoomer could be dead. We might have killed it.
I hope so, but I'm
you
not
hope
confident.
So. I like it.
No,
I like Zoomer
no, Gen
better
Z.
Than Gen Z. No, Gen
I like
Z
Gen
sounds,
Z. I'm team,
derivative.
Team Z.
Team
Z all the way.
Your team Gen is the thing. Like Gen is derivative.
I'm team Gen. I want the Gen Z folks to be on our side.
How 2020 of you?
I know. We can't unite.
We
boomers and millennials are the problem. No, I wouldn't go that far. But yeah, I liked this. I liked those memes where, you know, Gen Z and Gen X, you know, characters in the meme are just kind of doing their own thing, or Gen X is pouring Gen Z a beer or
true.
Whatever. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel a bond with Gen Z, and calling them Zoomers feels disrespectful.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, we would like to know what you think. Feedback at itsathing.me is where you can send us your thoughts. Would you call them a Zoomer? Would you call them a Gen Z or something in between?
Something else. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
And also, Lara in the chat says, just as long as everyone stops blaming millennials. And SCW Lung says, World War Z.
No.
Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah, no, people will stop blaming millennials once they've settled on a name for the next generation to blame. Yeah, it's always the newest generation that gets blamed for everything. So
yeah.
Your time will come, millennials.
Don't worry. As soon as Zoomers have some buying power, we'll start to blame them for things.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Gen X used to get blamed for everything, too. It's passing of the torch.
Yeah, exactly. So I finally decide, this is like, my next thing is pretty obvious during the pandemic, but I finally mm-hmm. decided that it has, in fact, reached peak thing because I'm on a neighborhood mailing list And I don't believe I have gotten an email from this mailing list in the last 2 weeks that was not in some form related to home improvement.
Nailed it.
Like, I get it. You're painting your house. You're having your roof done. Oh, you need a surveyor. You're putting in your sewer lateral. You're putting in new windows. You need a recommendation for a bathroom guy.
It's
you need
all to know about your right fixtures. Now. Yeah. Everybody finally got comfortable saying, okay, I guess I can have strangers come over to my house.
Maybe that's it. And like construction was allowed to restart in the Bay Area, at least. And so you can now have, it's like I'm putting in some terracing.
Construction was always an essential thing here. It was never shut down in LA. That's interesting. Huh.
It was interesting. It was only essential if it was essential. Like if you didn't, tautological, but it's like elective, like insurance will cover it if it's necessary versus elective.
Like if your roof was leaking, you could do it. But if you just wanted to redo the roof because you wanted terracotta now and as a choice, then no.
Or if you'd already torn out your kitchen and you didn't have a kitchen. I mean, it got a little bit arcane actually deciding who could have it or not. But yeah, it's like the people two doors down are, terracing their lawn. Literally, the neighbor next door was like sanding his deck today. I'm like, what? So 9 repaintings. Like, it is unbelievable. And home improvement stores are reporting this, to be an empirical truth. Like Home Depot and Lowe's were having like bonkers quarters. It is nuts. And I don't know if it's that everybody's like, I mean, at least in the Bay Area, housing is bonkers. So they might be getting their houses ready to sell. They might have decided they can't buy, so they're fixing them up. Mm-hmm. I don't really know, but I know that it is the only topic of conversation now on every neighborhood group.
You are dead right on this one. Our block suddenly in the last 2 weeks is just filled with trucks of service people.
So fascinating.
Like some of it's HVAC, some of it's roofing, some of it's just like somebody's redoing their backyard, doing, like you say, like terracing and stuff. Like everybody finally got to the point of like, oh, okay, I'm not hunkered down anymore. I'm still not going to go out.
Right.
So maybe I'll have some strangers come over and terrace my lawn, or maybe I'll just, head to the Home Depot and pick up some stuff and sand my deck. Like it's all over the spectrum.
It is nuts. And actually, thank you, Discord, for pointing this out. There is also like a lumber shortage. Evidently, lumber prices have increased 80%. Appliances are sold out.
Wow. So
maybe there are things that people were trying to do at their house and now they can't. So they're just like, I don't know, I guess I'll paint it.
I'll do something else. Yeah. Huh.
I don't know. But the sound, the sweet, sweet autumn sound of saws, hammers, huge like trucks and cement mixers is filling the air.
Our producer, Rich, is yelling in all caps in the Discord, you can't buy a swing set.
Unacceptable. Unacceptable.
That's a meta thing, is just the disruption to the supply chain because of unpredictable behavior. It's not like there's a shortage of swing sets. It's that the swing set supply chain expects to sell this many swing sets on an ongoing basis. And if suddenly everybody's decided to buy a swing set because they're all at home, it's crazy. Yeah.
They're like, we need them all. I know. I almost want to look up my little neighborhood thing because it just got to be hysterical. The stuff that people were looking for. I was like, oh my God. Okay.
Enough. Oh, and TRS201 says every desk at IKEA sold out because back to school, work at home, all that stuff.
Yeah. Didn't we do office chairs?
Did we do office chairs?
I mean,
nailed that one too.
We went to IKEA to try to buy one. Mm-mm. Every single one. Hysterical.
Well done. In fact, I'm going to play it again just because it was so good.
Yay!
It.
So good. Oh my God, it's amazing. Yeah.
Keep your amazing emails coming, folks. Feedback at itsathing.me. Matt in Minnesota needs a thing check. Thing check on aisle feedback. Matt says, hi, Molly and Tom. I cannot recall if you've covered hammocks or not, but I am seeing them everywhere this summer. We've been camping numerous times a summer for at least 10 years. In the past, it was kind of rare to see a hammock strung between trees in a campground. However, this year, it seems almost half of the campsites have them. Also, I have seen people using them in parks and other places. I've also seen people asking about hammocks and places for using them on social media. They're definitely a thing.
That's so interesting. Hold, please, for my usual form of research. Duck, duck, go. I don't know, but there is a couple little stories about them. Maybe you have. I think you have found a thing.
I think we have. I think
that we have not yet verified, and we're going to call it a thing.
Well done. Things
chair hammocks.
Matt.
Oh yeah. Yep. Best hammocks to buy for your garden. Telegraph.co.uk 14 days ago. You've never seen outdoor furniture like this. It's all hammocks by a table. Oh my God, dude. Nailed it.
I have a yes.
Nailed it.
I have a theory. I'll stop doing that soon. I promise. I have a theory that the people who are keeping their jobs, and this is not to minimize the problem of the millions of people who aren't, but the people who are keeping their jobs aren't spending the money they make the same way. They're not going on vacations. They're not going to Las Vegas. And that money now, I think, is being spent on home improvement and maybe a hammock that they wouldn't have bothered buying before, right?
That's probably true, because there's those sort of like fun camping extras that you always want. And you're like, I don't want to spend $150 on like a hammock. We're not going to use it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And besides, you know, we're taking that trip, you know, to Paris next month. So we need to save money for that. We'll want to buy good dinners. Well, that ain't happening, right?
Right. Totally. No, that makes perfect sense. So now luxuries, little luxuries, as opposed to big luxuries.
I'm not saying everybody who bought a hammock goes to Paris. I'm just saying, you know, that's hypothetical. Yeah. Throwing it out.
Little luxuries. No, that makes perfect sense. That's a really good call. We're going to give you that thing, Matt. We're going to give
good
you
job,
credit
Matt.
For that one. T-Bear on Discord writes about air fryers, which I'm just going to actually interrupt here and say that my boyfriend, he bought one.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
It wasn't when you I this was time. Like,
it was a flirtation. He bought one.
Uh-huh.
So we'll see how it goes. Oh,
all right, yeah,
bring it over.
Back. I'm curious.
Anyway, T-Bear says, seeing this air fryer talk is making me laugh because depending on how you count, I just ordered my third or fourth air fryer. Let's just say I consider it a necessary gadget in my kitchen, much more so than the Instant Pot or sous vide. And I know what I'm looking for when it comes to air fryers. That's amazing.
That is great. And Linux Fiend in our Discord does advise not to air fry in your hammock.
That seems separate, wise. That seems things. Very wise. I got to say, I've been rocking the sous vide nonstop because I discovered I have just one of the little wand ones that you just put in a pot of water. And I finally discovered that you can take like steak from the freezer direct to the sous vide bath or chicken or salmon or whatever. And that was a game changer. Now I'm like, I sous vide everything. Love it.
Is it still vacuum packed with the wand thing?
Well, you know, a lot of times if you buy just meat, it's already basically vacuum packed in plastic. So I just drop that in there, which is maybe not ideal, but I do that.
Right.
Or like when I go and buy a bunch of Costco steaks, I break it up, break them up, and I just put them in a Ziploc and press all the air out. And then when I put them in the sous vide, you open the top of the Ziploc. This is a friendly
so
tip.
Air. Okay.
And as you lower it into the water, it pushes all the air out. So you like lower it gently just up to the zipper line, rezip it, good to go.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. Now we got sous vide tips to go.
The Costco
and
steak
new
pack.
Patron Sean sends in some love. Welcome, Sean. Good to have you as a patron. Sean says, I'm so happy I stumbled upon the show and immediately became a patron. It's so awesome to have regular Molly and Tom discussions, although this might help me break into the cocktails game based on the last episode I listened to. Take care, and I'll be listening.
Oh, my God. Welcome.
Hey, Sean.
Sean, we are delighted to have you. Thanks for supporting the show, but also I'm so glad you found us.
Yes. Have a cocktail on us.
Yes, definitely.
All right.
I'm trying to remember the names of those old cocktails, but I can't. But I'm sure they were amazing.
They are.
Yep.
I don't remember either. Uh-huh.
Yes.
They are very delicious. It's time for our shout outs. Our producer, Rich, produces the best shout outs in the podcasting game. We're not
That's
afraid
true.
To say it.
Yep.
It's it's science. You can measure it. And we have a special guest shout out this week.
Oh,
Molly, are you ready?
Yeah. Can I click the link?
No, don't click the link. I'm just going to play it here. Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go. Ready? Here you go. Time for the It's a Thing shout outs.
Hey, this is Remy. I just wanted to give a few shout outs, if that's okay with you guys.
Oh my God.
So here are some shout outs to you guys, the patrons. Kevin Sill. Eric Duncan. Jake Woods. Gabrielle Cohen. Brad Sparks. Louis Saint-Amour. Andrew Wyatt. And Mike Akins. Thanks.
Yes, folks, that's longtime listener Remy doing our shout outs this week. I hope you enjoyed it.
Oh my God. I am literally weeping. The Remy soft porn shout outs are going to go down in podcast history. I'm sorry. We should get some kind of award for that.
I mean, honestly, I don't know how we can ever do another shout out again.
Nope.
After that,
I know.
Right?
I mean, I'm sorry, Remy, you're hired.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. It's over.
Rich, promotion.
So good. Thank you, Remy, for doing that. Thank you, Rich, for getting Remy to do that. That's amazing.
This is the greatest day. This is the greatest day since March. I'm calling
really,
it.
It really is.
Really. God, I love this show. Rich, you're a damn hero. Remy, you're a beast. And thank you, everyone, for listening to It's a Thing, for continuing to support the show so that you can enjoy quality content like this and some of the things that we say. If you would like to join your fellow patrons, patreon.com/itsathing is where you can do so. I'm just going to take a moment and collect myself.
Yes. And while she does that, write us an email. Tell us what you thought of Remy's shout outs. Feedback
please.
At itsathing.me.
Please do. See you next week.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.